Hey, did you hear that the U.S. Office of the Comptroller of the Currency expects to issue final rules implementing the Genius Act by November? That's a big deal, especially after the 376-page proposal was released in February for public comment.
Well, it is. That signals the OCC is moving from broad policy planning into more detailed rulemaking, and it gives market participants a clearer sense of where the regulatory process is heading.
Exactly. The Genius Act is set to take effect in January 2027, and its goal is to create a comprehensive regulatory framework for stablecoins, digital assets pegged to fiat currencies, usually the U.S. dollar.
Right. The proposal suggests the final rules could cover issuer obligations, reserve requirements, redemption rights, consumer protections, operational standards, and the role of banks in the stablecoin ecosystem.
One of the most important areas is reserve quality. Regulators are likely to require stablecoin reserves to be transparent, liquid, and backed by eligible assets, such as cash or short-term government securities.
That's critical. A stablecoin's value depends on users trusting that they can reliably redeem their tokens at the stated value. Illiquid, opaque, or risky reserve assets could threaten the peg during market stress.
I completely agree. That's why redemption processes matter so much. The rules are also expected to clarify timelines and procedures, so issuers can meet redemption demands without disrupting financial stability.
Another key point is the distinction between stablecoin liabilities and traditional bank deposits. Regulators are likely to draw a clear line between the two to avoid confusion about the nature of the obligation and the protections available to holders.
That distinction is important for both consumer confidence and institutional product design.
Well, it is. The OCC's proposal also highlights the growing role of banks in stablecoin infrastructure. Banks may participate as issuers, custodians, distributors, or service providers, so the final rules are expected to define what national banks can and cannot do.
There are a lot of moving pieces there: custody arrangements, account structures, governance requirements, risk management, and the separation of stablecoin activities from ordinary deposit taking.
Exactly. Because banks are central to the payment system, their involvement makes stablecoin regulation both a crypto issue and a banking and financial stability issue.
Consumer and market protection are also likely to be major components of the final rules. I'd expect things like disclosure standards, record keeping, operational resilience, and internal controls.
Those measures would help ensure that stablecoin issuers maintain sound practices and that users have reliable information about the assets they hold.
The November target is significant because it gives banks, stablecoin issuers, fintech firms, and other market participants a clearer timeline for compliance planning.
With the law's January 2027 effective date, institutions will need to assess existing systems, update compliance procedures, and potentially redesign internal controls. Larger financial institutions may find the timeline manageable, but smaller firms, startups, and decentralized platforms may face tighter constraints.
That's a fair point. The final rules will also shape competitive dynamics. A clear and credible U.S. regulatory framework could strengthen the country's position in the global stablecoin market by attracting institutional investors, payment providers, and international firms that prefer predictable rules.
In that sense, implementing the Genius Act is not only a consumer protection measure. It's also a strategic opportunity for the U.S. financial system.
For banks, stablecoins could create new revenue opportunities in digital payments, settlement, and tokenized liability services. But they will also bring new compliance obligations.
Banks will need to manage risks related to reserve management, tokenized liabilities, operational resilience, and cross-border flows. The OCC's rules will determine how much discretion banks have in designing stablecoin products and what guardrails they must follow.
For crypto firms, the rules may reduce regulatory uncertainty, even if they impose stricter standards than some currently operate under.
That's likely. Areas such as transparency, reserve verification, redemption processes, and governance are expected to become more rigorously regulated. Firms with strong compliance infrastructure and governance practices may be better positioned to compete as the market matures.
Overall, the Genius Act rulemaking process feels like a pivotal step in integrating stablecoins into the regulated financial system.
The final rules will determine how stablecoins are backed, redeemed, supervised, and used by banks and crypto firms. A well-designed framework could promote mainstream adoption, protect consumers, reduce systemic risk, and reinforce the United States' role in the evolving global digital payments landscape.